30 minutes later, Bellamy was trying to wrap his mind around the strange scene in front of him. His back was against the wall of a wide hallway that led onto a steep ramp. Convicts streamed by in gray jackets, led down the incline by a handful of guards. At the bottom was the dropship, a circular contraption outfitted with rows of harnessed seats that would take the poor, clueless kids to Earth. The whole thing was completely sick, but he supposed it was better than the alternative. While you were supposed to get a retrial at your 18th birthday, in the last year or so, pretty much every juvenile defendant had been found guilty. Without this mission, they'd be counting down the days until their executions. Bellamy's stomach clenched as his eyes settled on a second ramp, and for a moment, he worried that he'd missed Octavia. But it didn't matter whether he saw her board. They'd be reunited soon enough. Bellamy tugged on the sleeves of Colton's uniform. It barely fit, but so far, none of the other guards seemed to notice. They were focused on the bottom of the ramp, where Chancellor Jaha was speaking to the passengers. "You have been given an unprecedented opportunity to put the past behind you," the Chancellor was saying. "The mission on which you're about to embark is dangerous, but your bravery will be rewarded. If you succeed, your infractions will be forgiven, and you'll be able to start new lives on Earth." Bellamy barely suppressed a snort. The Chancellor had some nerve to stand there, spewing whatever bullshit helped him sleep at night. "We'll be monitoring your progress very closely in order to keep you safe," the Chancellor continued as the next 10 prisoners filed down the ramp, accompanied by a guard who gave the Chancellor a crisp salute before depositing his charges in the dropship and retreating back up to stand in the hallway. Bellamy searched the crowd for Luke, the only Waldenite he knew who hadn't turned into a total prick after becoming a guard. But there were fewer than a dozen guards on the launch deck. The council had clearly decided that secrecy was more important than security. He tried not to tap his feet with impatience as the line of prisoners proceeded down the ramp. If he was caught posing as a guard, the list of infractions would be endless. Bribery, blackmail, identity theft, conspiracy, and whatever else the council felt like adding to the mix. And since he was 20, there'd be no confinement for him. Within 24 hours of his sentencing, he'd be dead. Bellamy's chest tightened as a familiar red hair ribbon appeared at the end of the hallway, peeking out from a curtain of glossy black hair. Octavia.